I Have a Tribe mit Buddy Holly von der tollen Platte Beneath a Yellow Moon, die hierzulande erschienen ist. Ende Mai 2016. Patrick O'Layer, der als I Have a Tribe die Bühnen der Welt bespielt, er ist jetzt bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über seine LP Beneath a Yellow Moon, die via Grönland Records hier in Deutschland rausgehauen wurde. Wir finden heraus, wie es war mit Paul Savage oder Paul Savage, dem Delgados Drummer, der aber auch schon Bands wie Mogwai, Arab Strap, Aerogram oder Franz Ferdinand produzierte, wie es war mit dem am Album zu schrauben. Wir sprechen über die Wichtigkeit von kleinen Fehlern für langlebige Musik, seine Karriere als Hotelpianist und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome, Patrick.
Thank you.
So how are you doing today?
I'm good. I have no idea what you just said, but I think I could have listened for another hour.
It was all good things.
Lovely.
Trust me.
Lovely speaking voice.
Oh, thank you. And meeting you is like, or you come in here, it must feel like a family reunion.
Yes.
Already, because I mean, you get gifts, everybody's got a present for you. Sophie Euler, who's working for the online editorial, she grew strawberries. She kind of grew strawberries to give you some fruit.
Yes.
I mean, that's crazy.
I arrived and there's a single strawberry in the pot on the balcony with a little flag that says, Bitte, how do you say eat in German?
Essen.
Bitte nicht essen.
Yeah, please don't eat.
Please don't eat.
Because it was the strawberry that's been saved for you, my friend.
And I cherished it.
All the members of the team were like, oh, I want to eat that strawberry. Oh. It looks so fresh. It looks so red. I want to eat it. But Sophie, she slapped our faces, our little tiny faces,
good,
and said, no.
I needed this.
This is Patrick's vitamin thingy. He needs it. So where are you coming from today, actually?
I've been in Berlin for 2 days.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And so you've relaxed a bit. You've chillaxed a bit.
I've chillaxed.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit childish today. Let's listen. No, let's talk about your album, Beneath a Yellow Moon. It's been released like 3 weeks ago here in Germany. And it's a beautiful sounding record with little mistakes on there and unusual sounds on it. I really think that the sound of the record fits your music perfectly, even more perfectly than back then when you recorded with Rob Ellis and Conor O'Brien. How and when did you come up with the ideas for the sound of the album? Did you think about the way you want to record them when you were working on the compositions already, or did Paul Savage or Savage come up?
Oh, Paul Savage, yeah, that's beautiful.
I don't know why, but I tend to
Monsieur
pronounce
Savage.
Him. I tend to pronounce him in a French kind of way. Paul Savage.
He's very elegant.
Yeah.
So it fits. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Monsieur
so too.
Savage.
Yeah.
Wait.
So when did the ideas for the recording process or the sound philosophy come up? Because I really think the way that you recorded this album, it fits your music even more than back with the first EP.
I think I lightened up a bit. Maybe that was it.
Yeah.
And I didn't take, not to take it seriously, but just to have fun, I think. So it wasn't a plan to make it sound a certain way. It was kind of let's go follow the songs and see where they take us rather than trying to shape them.
Ah, cool.
But yeah, with Paul, it was like two big grown-up kids in a room playing for a week.
Yeah, one can really feel that.
So yeah, it was great. Loads of laughing and loads of messing. And we just walking around the room with sticks, hitting stuff to see if it sounded nice.
Yeah.
Or having a good routine. We had cake every day at noon. And we took a break at 3 o'clock and had chips.
Those new school musicians. They had coke at noon.
No,
in the
cake,
70s, but now
cake,
it's cake.
I said to him, we had cake.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say, you know? It's the more new school musicians, they live a more healthy life with strawberries and cake.
We had a single strawberry.
Yeah, that's
some,
nice, though.
Some hummus.
No, but I really love the way that this album sounds. Don't get me wrong. I think the dub that you've done with Rob Ellis and Conor O'Brien, that it had really worked out as well. But I think that this album, it really sounds so beautiful. And I really, that's what I talk about with so many musicians, is the fact that if you put a little mistake, take into your song or onto the songs into the songs on an album, they live longer because as a listener, you can listen to them more often, and then you discover that little mistake, and then you'd be like, "Wow, this I didn't hear it for the first 100 times." You know what I'm saying? And then you listen to it for a couple of thousand more times just to find out if there's another mistake in there, or you know what I'm saying, or what have they used for the rhythmical information on that song? I really think it's interesting what you've done with Paul.
It's funny how the mistakes will arrive at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for instance, if you, we found that rather than worry about a mistake to kind of, to giggle or to think, to remind yourself that you're playing, and that would make you laugh.
Yeah.
And I think for me, and with playing with Paul too, I would sing best after laughing.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, which is a good...
Yeah, and it's a good thing to remind oneself of the fact that one is playing music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a regular factory job.
No.
It shouldn't be.
No, it was to sit with one another and just, enjoy the playing.
Yeah.
I have little niece, she's 2.5, and she goes into the piano.
Your niece was there? Oh, wow.
My niece, she wasn't in the, we had her in the recording studio. But... I would go home and watch her playing the piano, she would just sit and laugh and play and no thinking about what was going to come out and no stress about if I hit the wrong note here. And that it just kind of, it will free you up. I think I prefer a garden with some weeds in it than a garden with just...
Totally.
Perfection.
And that, and I really think that there, if you talk about mistakes, there are wrong mistakes that you should probably delete by playing that song again, or, you know, working with some techniques with the computer or something. There's mistakes that you should get rid of. Let's put it that way. But I think some mistakes are right, you know. They're not wrong. They're mistakes, but they're right. And when they happen, you should leave them and kind of like...
I think it breaks the thing. If you find the sense of humor in a song, then you can sing it.
Yeah.
So if you, or often like you may make a mistake with the words, but it's probably more appropriate.
The subconscious playing a big role as well, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you just go in with the abandon to enjoy.
Yeah.
That for me, that seemed to suit more.
Yeah.
And you would find colors in it that you didn't really realize were there. I think that's why it ended up with brighter colors too.
Yeah.
And I found that it was a nice thing to find out that the natural inclination was to laugh or to for it to suit more as a
We'll have to talk about colors in a few minutes once more.
About
because
colors.
I want to know. Yeah, I want to know what's with the color yellow. Yellow's happening quite often. Yeah,
it is
in your titles. What's wrong with that?
Yellow is happening.
Well, before we talk a bit more, let's listen to another song. I have a tribe, and after we meet,
Can we play it before you play? Can I play it for? So this beautiful niece Sasha, she got a lovely baby sister at 4 o'clock in the morning last night.
Uh-huh.
So can we play it for Jamie?
Yeah, sure.
Say welcome, Jamie O'Leary.
Okay, Jamie. Props,
thanks.
Props go out to Jamie. I have a tribe.
Props. Maybe tomorrow.
Oh, beautiful, Patrick. Beautiful song. I have a tribe mit After We Meet vom Album Beneath a Yellow Moon. Ich hatte es vorhin schon angekündigt. Ich will nochmal über die Farbe Gelb mit Patrick sprechen, denn die kommt sowohl im Titel der ersten EP Yellow Raincoats vor, als auch im Titel der ersten LP, die da heißt Beneath a Yellow Moon. We were just thinking about the fact that you should call your next LP something with yellow as well. And then you ask Chris Martin to go like, I love records, but I have tribe, and they're all called yellow. And they're beautiful. I mean, we've basically written the lyrics already. We just have to send it in. And the next viral Chris Martin promotes I Have a Tribe video is on. It's on, people. No, but seriously, where's the yellow coming from? Why is yellow happening in all your
Chris
titles?
Martin.
It's a Chris Martin thing.
Chris Martin thing. But you won't take me seriously. So let's just leave it. You don't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, but
did you leave this here?
No, there's a yellow pen. Wait, that's been waiting for you, actually.
I've just colored in.
No, but is there something about the color yellow that you particularly love?
I think, did you ever associate a color with a feeling?
Sure.
Or with person? Or a kind of a time?
But isn't yellow jealousy?
Oh, is it?
I think so. I don't know.
No, green.
Green is jealousy. Yeah, right. Maybe.
Is green is yellow? No, you couldn't be. You wouldn't be. You'd be green with envy. I'm yellow with envy. You're not. No,
I don't know.
Yellow, I would, for me, would be joy, I think.
Okay, yeah. Like the sun. And,
yeah, or yeah. Heat, or comfort, or mm-hmm. laughter. I think in my head, they're quite yellow.
Okay, cool.
And the Chris Martin thing also, yeah, but mainly the joy.
I mean, keep that in mind.
Man.
Chris Martin, he should do the next promo video for album number 2. And I really think he would do it, though. I think he's a guy who's more funny than we all think. I really think so. What I love about your record is the fact that one can imagine you and a piano playing these songs as a solo artist in a tiny club, but one can also imagine a huge band playing with you on a larger stage. Did you have that in the back of your head when you were writing those songs or when you were recording them? Because I think in 2016, it's good to have those two options, right? If you want to make some money as a musician, it's good to be able to play solo shows, right?
Yeah. I think when I was writing them, I didn't. Yeah, actually, I think when they're written, you always have in mind to sing them with somebody, or for somebody to sing them, or you know, as well as singing them for yourself. And I like that they can change. You play differently on your own, obviously, than with others. But I'm blessed in that the people I play with will. We practiced yesterday. And I don't like to be too specific about asking which and what and where to play. Mm-hmm. I think it's for me more natural. Maybe so my friend Mary Kate, she comes to sing with us tonight too. And when we arrange, we don't arrange what she does. Wow. She listens to the songs, and when she finds a line, or when she feels the line to sing, she sings it.
Cool.
She doesn't say it. It's amazing for me because she'll listen to the songs over some gigs or with a CD, and then suddenly she'll be singing in them. But she finds where she wants to sing, and maybe that changes each night too.
Oh, wow.
But it's cool because you can, I think they were kind of not consciously designed in a way, but left open for people to join. Which again will be different each time.
Wow, that sounds good. That sounds like a plan, though. Actually,
the plan is to have no plan.
Yeah.
And that if you know where you're going, but you're not entirely sure how you'll get there.
Yeah.
And you'll go a different route each time.
I mean,
and
that's,
you find different colors each way. It's kind of.
And that's happening when you're working with the right people, those people that you can trust, right? I mean, if there's this guitar player who wants to solo all the time, you'd be like, you should probably stop him from playing Santana solos all the time, you know? But I mean, if you have the right people around you, you don't have to force them to do anything that they wouldn't like.
But also, you leave it so that when they feel that something. Shouldn't they have the place to do it?
Yeah. You once were working as a piano player in a hotel bar. That's been years ago, though. But have you learned something about music while playing in hotel lobbies that you still use when you're on stage now or when you're in the studio?
Yeah. I think I remember one time there was a baby crying in work. So I had heard that if you play that certain Mozart pieces will calm a baby because of the intervals and the way it will resolve and just the softness. So I started to try and the baby stopped crying.
Okay.
But each time I stopped playing the song,
I had get restless.
So I spent hours just playing this song over and over. People leaving the cafe, except for this one baby. So I learned the... maybe you can help to shape a certain vibe in the room in a nice vibe. That's because you said chillax earlier on. I said shape the vibe.
Yeah. Jesus.
But I mean, you can... this will sound mad. I don't see it as so dissimilar to a yoga class.
Yeah, okay.
Because a yoga teacher will stay up and play, and you follow if you feel inclined, and it's the same as a gig.
And another thing that you've learned from that situation might be the fact that if you play a song over and over and over again, there's one baby in the room that might like it, but the others might leave. So don't you do that tonight, Patrick. The European Football Championships are on. The Republic of Ireland is in there. Mm-hmm. And Northern Ireland have qualified as well to take part in that championship, in that tournament. Do you watch football? Do you care about that at all?
I only got the second half of the Ireland match in the airport.
Oh, wow.
But it was good. I would follow. There's an Irish sport, hurling.
Yeah.
You know it?
No.
Oh, you should look it up.
What's hurling?
Hurling is one of the maddest, most beautiful sports you'll ever see.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. it's an Irish sport. A little like lacrosse. But with a bit more wildness in it, I think. And I used to play that. I loved to play that. So I would follow that more than the soccer. But I surprised myself. I got into it in the airport. I was more affected by the match than I thought I would be.
Okay, cool. So I want to wish your teams the best
luck
for the rest of the tournament. And I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show. It
Thanks
was great
so
to
much.
Be talking to you.
Brilliant.
I'm just looking up hurling, and I'll see if I get into that too.
I'll bring you a hurl.
It looks interesting, though. It's a bit.
Next time,
like
I'll bring a strawberry plant also in a hurl.
With Celtic roots, it says here.
Say it again, lacrosse?
Look, it's a bit like, it seems to me from the photos, like a bit of a mixture between lacrosse and hockey.
Yeah.
Like field hockey.
Yeah.
But there's Celtic roots to that
there
sport.
Are, yeah.
That's what it says in here. It scares me a bit, though. Heute Abend. Spiel
Next time, I'll bring a hurley and I'll bring some strawberries to return the beautiful gesture.
Yeah, you owe us.
Yeah.
You owe us, motherfucker.
Can we curse? You should have told me we're allowed to curse on the show.
I'm sorry.
Fuck it. Well, thank you.
Thank you for cursing at the end of the video. No, it's good. We love it. One can really do it on German radio. That's the beauty of it. Wer heute Abend vorbeigehen möchte bei I Have a Tribe im Austerclub, der kann uns jetzt anrufen unter der 030-2000-9000. Patrick O'Leary wird da mit Band spielen. Heute Abend im Austerclub und wir verlosen Tickets unter der 030-2000-9000. Thank you, Patrick, for visiting. Hope I'll see you again. Bye-bye.
Bye. I would be